Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking about the issue of why you do not, as a part-time residential real estate investor, why you do not have to go it alone. It can seem like a lonely process, it can seem like a difficult process, but you do not have to go it alone because there are professionals, there are people with experience and expertise who can act as guides to empower you, educate you, and enable you to be a successful part-time residential real estate investor. And with that said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Lewis. Glad to be here.
So let's just dive into this because I know, as do you, that there are many part-time residential real estate investors who think they have to go it alone, that there is no other way to do this. And in point of fact, there are many professionals with a great deal of expertise who are available to guide and advise these part-time residential real estate investors. So walk us through that.
Well, you're exactly right. Many investors, Lewis, do get excited about the opportunity, you know, to get out on their own and do their own thing as a part-time real estate investor in addition to their full-time career. And, you know, that whole attraction of getting out on your own, at least even on a part-time basis, is very exciting. And maybe, you know, one of the reasons a lot of individuals get into part-time real estate investing. But that's all fine and good, but there are many disadvantages to, you know, going down that path alone. And you've got to realize that, you know, engaging others and leveraging others and learning from others is really of only benefit to you. And it can be a real game changer in your part-time real estate investing. And, you know, how it really made me think about this whole topic was, as we head into the holiday season, I heard this week that the movie Home Alone was celebrating its 25th anniversary. And, you know, many of us remember 25 years ago when the movie Home Alone came out, starring a very young Macaulay Culkin as a character named Kevin. And if you recall, Kevin finds himself extremely excited about being alone, home alone, when his family accidentally forgets about him and leaves him behind as they venture out on a holiday vacation. And he's very excited to be at home alone as a young boy and thinks it's wonderful, but it's only a matter of time before he realizes that, boy, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. And he quickly, as you may recall, those of you who have seen the movie, runs into various challenges and issues and obstacles and problems as a result of two bungling burglars who proceed to be a real menace to him as they try to break into the family home, thinking everybody is gone for the holiday. And long story short, fast forward to the end of the movie, ultimately Kevin is very excited after all of his challenges to be reunited with his family, and lo and behold, would rather be with them than be going at it alone. And it made me think, boy, that's a lot like the life of a part-time real estate investor. You know, the attraction a lot of times is to, gosh, I want to get away from my day-to-day job. I want to get away from my career. I want to get away from my company. I want to do something on my own. I want to do something alone. I want to be left alone to, you know, chart my own course and achieve my own success. And like I said, that's all fine and great. But you will realize, too, though, that it can result in you, much like Kevin in Home Alone, running into a lot of challenges, issues, obstacles, and problems that could be avoided with the help of others. And for me, you know, I am a full-time real estate investor here in Dallas and the owner of a Homevestor franchise, but I was once a part-time investor. And for me, that Homevestor franchise, one of the attractions to it was the fact that it provided me with instant access to so many other individuals and so much more information and situations and circumstances and opportunities and a network of people that it was very attractive. And it really is what addressed that alone factor for me and helped me and enabled me as a part-time investor to become a full-time investor, because I was now had access to resources and opportunities and situations that really opened up my business and opened up me as an investor to a whole different level of competency. And I'm not here to sell the franchise concept, because you can get those same things and those same interactions with others and those same opportunities with others through a lot of different avenues. And I want to talk about those today. And I'm talking to that part-time real estate investor who may be feeling alone out there and wondering why they're not getting the results that they want to get, need to get, or thought they would get. And in this industry of residential real estate investing, you'll find that the industry and the people within it are extremely accommodating and very willing to share and to educate and to partner and to collaborate. And let it be known, some of them have ulterior motives to sell you something or to derive some personal benefit. But I will tell you, I have personally ran into more of those individuals who have no ulterior motive other than to share their passion and their excitement and their energy as it relates to real estate investing. So let's look at what I've gotten and what I think other part-time investors can get from the approach of not going at it alone and leveraging those around you. Number one, I found that I derive an incredible amount of inspiration from other real estate investors. And it's very easy to get complacent in this business. It's very easy to get comfortable. And it's very easy to get in that proverbial rut at doing what you've always done. And when that becomes a problem is when you continue to do what you've always done, but you expect to get different results than what you've typically gotten. It just doesn't work. And it's that time when you need to seek out inspiration, new ideas that you can get from others as they talk about their business and share with you. And I've learned that there is always something to learn. And a lot of times you will learn from others and the things they do, but even more importantly, you can learn from others as they tell you the things not to do. And you know, you can get inspiration very easily, and oh, by the way, you can get it for free. I get it a lot of the times just through very informal or ad hoc interactions with other investors. They inspire me when we get together for lunch or a casual cup of coffee or even a ride along. Hey, are you going out to look at your rehab property today, or are you going on a buy appointment to talk to a seller of a home? Can I come with you? We can talk in the car and share ideas and inspire each other, perhaps. I get it from all of those sources, lunches, phone calls with other investors. Any opportunity, however informal it is, to gather or interact can be very inspiring to you as a part-time real estate investor. Outside of inspiration, there's education, and boy, there is plenty of it available in our industry. And unlike inspiration that comes from a lot of informal sources, I encourage the part-time investor to seek out education, and those are going to be from more formal sources. There's tons that you can learn, tons that you can learn from others, and tons of people who are willing to teach you and educate you in more formal environments if that's where you excel and if that's where and how you learn best. And examples are, you know, expos on the weekends. There's real estate investor clubs just about every weeknight in every major metropolitan area. There's all sorts of instructional events that you can go to. There's even conventions. And, you know, for me, I get a lot of that from my home investor franchise and our annual conventions and summits. Another thing I did is I got a real estate license. And I did that not because I seek to list properties and sell properties and market properties, you know, as a real estate agent, but because it was a great opportunity to learn and educate and continue to learn and be educated as a result of some of the continuing education requirements that are placed upon all licensed real estate agents. And that, again, is an example of a very formal approach to education. Third, I get a lot of motivation from interacting with others. Because trust me, you will be discouraged at times in your real estate investing. Sometimes things are not going to go right. Trust me. And you're going to need motivation. And sometimes it's difficult to get that from yourself, and you need to seek out motivations from others. You're going to need encouragement when you're doing well, and you're even going to need more encouragement when you're not doing well. And this can come from very formal sources, or it can come from very informal sources. For me, it's a lot in sharing my goals, and then the personal motivation I get, or the motivation that I get from others, when I achieve those goals and I recognize it or they recognize it. And we do a lot of that within HomeVestors. We share our goals very publicly, what our goals are for the year. We're measured, and it's very visible, and there's obviously recognition and rewards that come from it. And that's very motivating, whether it's a formal reward coming down through the franchise system here at HomeVestors, or whether it's just a colleague recognizing, hey, you're having a great year, and I see that you're doing exactly what you set out to do that you told me you would do at the beginning of the year. It can be very motivating, and once again, that's coming from others that I can't get when I'm operating alone as a real estate investor. And finally, the fourth component of interacting and collaborating with others as a real estate investor and the benefits that it brings you is the arena of accountability. And boy, as a part-time real estate investor, we all have full-time jobs and careers, and accountability is what probably is driving us in those careers to be successful. We're accountable to somebody, whether it's our boss or the team we lead or the company we work for. Accountability is key when you're working in the corporate world and working for someone else. You tell others what you're going to do, and you allow others to tell you what to do, and they hold you accountable to doing what they've asked you to do or what you've told them you're going to do. And as much as a pain that accountability may be, and it may be the source for many people wanting to leave their full-time jobs or careers or corporate roles, that accountability, lo and behold, is a key to the success of so many people. And you've got to find a way as a part-time real estate investor to be accountable to yourself and, ideally, find others who will hold you accountable. And you can do this, for example, through mastermind groups. There's a lot of real estate investor mastermind groups where you have to apply to be a member of them, but those groups, those peers within that group, they'll hold you to the fire. They'll hold you accountable. As you talk about and share your business with your mastermind group on a regular basis, when you come back next week or next month or next quarter for your mastermind meeting, those other investors, they're going to hold you accountable, and they're going to check to make sure you did what you said you were going to do, and if you didn't, why not? And what are you going to do now in order to get back on track? That's a very formal form of accountability from others. And if a mastermind is not up your alley, then, hey, your spouse or friend or partner or family member is a great source of accountability. So you'll find that real estate investing, it can be a very lonely business, but it doesn't have to be. Just like in the movie Home Alone, being on your own, it may be wonderful, but it may not prepare you for the challenges, the issues, the obstacles, the problems, and the troubles you may find. So I encourage everybody to seek out individuals that are going to inspire you, events that are going to educate you, sources that are going to motivate you, and seek out opportunities for accountability in order to ensure your success as a part-time real estate investor.
As always, very insightful points, very practical points, and very potentially profitable points. Kevin, as always, a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Lewis.